Kirchhoff last week, we had just the introduction about whether the principle of Vestas and the Reis and the Rabbanim. The principle of Vestas means the Talmud is otherwise expecting a period. Now, we have no idea how to make that calculation. We don't know what factors we're using to determine that she's quote-unquote expecting a period. We'll see that as we go on. But if we meet those criteria of a woman expecting a period, the question is that something that we have to consider on a level of the Reis or only on a level of the Rabbanim? The Gemara's Machlokes on the page 20 of the Marmikovos, the Gemara's Machlokes and Maseches Nida about the requirement of a Vedika B'Shas HaVeses. Everybody agrees that a woman has to check herself during the time of a Veses. It's not clear whether that requirement is a Din Deraisa or Din Derabbanan. So the Gemara calls that Vestas Deraisa, Vestas Derabbanan. What would the source be? The Vestas of Deraisa. It doesn't say it in the Chumash explicitly. So Rashi adds, it must be some Tarshim up. It must be some Alach Mashm Sinai. We can't crack down what exactly the Malchim is, but the Gemara that contains that the Chavos Bedikas Deraisa. So again, everybody agrees that women have to check themselves around the Vestas. That was given. That was the common practice for thousands of years. The women would check themselves b'shas haveses. The question is whether that the source of that requirement was min haTorah or not. My nafkamina, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, at the end of the day, you have to do it. So the Gemara says the nafkamina would be, let's say if she didn't get around to checking herself. So what would it then be? So if you hold that vestas are only mid derabanan, okay, so you should have done it, you didn't do it, okay. So we'll deal with it. Maybe we'll make a bedika later, maybe we won't, but we're not going to lose any sleep over the fact that you didn't do a bedika. We're not going to declare that you're tameya. And the other Gemara says, but if you hold that vestas are deraisa, so what that basically means is that we're really, really convinced, either we're completely convinced or we're partially convinced, we strongly suspect that on a level of deraisa that you're going to get your period, and the only way to offset that concern, to offset that fear, is by doing a bedika. If you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so then the Gemara will say, you probably did get your period. We don't remember, we didn't see, we didn't try, but you must have missed it, you probably weren't paying attention, but since you didn't do a formal bedika, b'shas haveses, you're going to be asur tameya, even b'diyah, but even after the fact. So the Gemara says, that's the nafkamin ladina, where the vestas are deraisas. Again, everybody agrees you have to do the bedika, b'shas haveses. Achleik is whether it's a deraisa or derabana. If you hold it's a deraisa, then there are ramifications of not doing it, to the extent that we declare the yatame anyway, and according to the opinion that the vestas are the derabana, then b'diyah, but nothing terrible happened. How do we pask in halacha? So we pask in the sugya ends up that vestas at the rabbanon. That's what we assume in halacha, that the whole requirement of chavis ha-medik and b'shas ha-vestas is only with the rabbanon. And if you messed it up, so big deal, maybe you do it later. If you won't, again, that's a detail in Rishonim. But just the mere fact that you didn't do a medik b'shas ha-vestas is not going to be the end of the world. Nevertheless, there is a Gemara that we had to speak about the end of the show last week on page 20 in the second of the Marmikamos. It's a Gemara in Maseches Nida with a Gemara comments in the Pasuk. V'izayit v'mispnei yisrael mitum asam. V'kan ha-rab yirmi azhar l'bnei yisrael shifish v'mishosei yisrael m'chavesta. Gemara comments in the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Metzorah that you have to be very, very careful in Uchas Tuma. V'izayit v'mispnei yisrael warned the Jewish people to be extra cautious in the realm of Tuma. From here we derive that there's a requirement that's called Prishas m'chavesta. You have to separate from your wife when she's expected to get her period. Here the Rishonim were up in arms. The Rishonim said, wait a second, the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk. The Pasuk sounds like it's a Din Minat Torah, but we just got finished saying that Vestas are on a Midir Rabbanan. So many of the Rishonim say that we who Paskin, the Vestas are on a Midir Rabbanan, this Pasuk is only an Esmachta, this Pasuk is only a Din Minat Torah, but it's not a real Drash, it's not a real Din Minat Torah. And just as the Chavos Bedika B'Shas HaVestas is on a Midir Rabbanan, so too, we call the Chavis Prisha, the halach of separating from one's wife at the Shas HaVeses, that's also on the Midrabanan. Now again, everybody knows these two dinim. This was practiced from thousands of years. When a Veses comes, whatever Veses means, when a Veses comes, so two things happen. You have to do Bedika, and you have to separate from Tashmish at that time of the Veses. So everybody knew those two dinim, the Mishnayas, the Sugyas, throughout Maseches Nida, that record both of those halachos. But according to many, many views in the Rishonim, those are both Midrabanan. We who pask in Vestas are not deraisa. Neither the Chavis Bedikas deraisa, nor the Chavis Prishas deraisa. That's the view of the Ravid, and that's the view that the Shach quotes, La Halacha Nuchus Nida. Notwithstanding the view of the Ravid, there are later Echaronim who wanted to differentiate between the two. There's a whole group of Echaronim who came up with different theories to explain that just because we pask in the Bedikas deraisa, doesn't necessarily mean we pass in the Chavos Prisha as the Rabbanan. There are two different sugyas. One is a sugya of Naftes Ayah, one is a sugya of Nafsamach Gimel, and the Gemara never relates the two, and in Lomdus they're different from one another. So different Achronim have different ways to get to the same conclusion that we could pass in the Halacha The chov is bedikas the rabbanim. So if you didn't do it, the world's not going to come to an end. B'diavish is still tahara. But lemais, if you want to know, and you ask Yishalik, can I be with my wife when she's samach with us? The answer is no, even on a level of deraisa. How could we resolve those two things? How could we accept both of those two things? So there are different nuances in Achronim how to explain it. So one of the famous explanations is found on page 20. It's a Nevi Yehuda that's based on a sugya in Maseches Gittin in the third parak. The Gemara is discussing Maram number 5, page 20, Maram number 5. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Kod Chesed Ben Aleph is discussing a principle called Chazokos, that we have a certain status quo. It used to be such and such. For the last years it was such and such. And now we have a Shaila whether anything has changed or not. The Gemara quotes the following contradiction. Rabbi Truma Truma. There are two different sugyas that talk about issues relating to the eating of Truma, and each one seems to say something different about the principle of Chazaka. So tonight, if you have a Mishnah, Bas Yisrael and a Sula Kohen, if you have a regular Jewish girl, Bas Yisrael, she herself is not a Kohen, but she's married to a Kohen. So the Torah says, Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, he's permitted to eat Truma. She's only permitted to eat Truma Kozma that her husband is alive. If the husband dies, then she can't eat Truma unless she has children. If she has children from the Kohen, then the children can enable her to eat Truma. But without children, then once the husband dies, it's over. So Bas Yisrael and a Sula Kohen, the Holach Bailam Dinasayam. And her husband goes to Medina Sayam. He goes off on a trip to China for 5 years. So the truth is, we have no idea whether he's alive or not. There's no communication. We have no clue whether he's alive. So maybe we should have a problem letting her eat Truma. How does she know? Just because he was alive 5 years ago, maybe he's no longer alive. She doesn't have any children from him. So maybe we should tell her to stop eating Truma Misafik. So the mission says, no, Ochelas Betruva Cheska Shukayim. She's permitted to continue to eat Truma, working with the assumption that he's still alive. He has a Chazaka. The Chazaka Beikar, the status quo was he was alive 20 years ago, he was alive 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Until he left on the boat, he was still alive. So we assume he's alive until proven otherwise. So she is permitted to eat Truma, notwithstanding the fact that Truma, eating Truma for a Zar, is a very serious Torah prohibition. It's a beast with a Shemayim. Doesn't matter. She's allowed to shtel Chazaka. She's allowed to follow the original status quo. For a minute, Mercer, we have a contradiction. If a person gives a get to his wife, and he words it in a very, very strange way, he says, I'm giving you a get that the get should take effect 1 hour before he dies. Why would somebody, I'm sure, why would he do such a silly thing? He's going to die anyway. What does she need to get? She needs a get because he happens to have a brother. They don't have any children. He has a brother in China. But the other guy on the trip to China, a brother in China. And the problem is that if he dies without any children, she becomes a Yavama, and she's required to have chalitza. It's going to be a big, big problem. So he's trying to figure out a way to finagle out of chalitza. So the best way to get her out of chalitza is to divorce her. He doesn't want to divorce her now. They're happily married. So they want to live together for the next 50 years. So he's in a pickle. So he tries to figure out a way to word the get in such a way that it'll be an effective get, but it's not going to impact on their marriage together. So he words the get by saying that 5 minutes before he dies, the get should take effect. So until that point, they're still happily married. 5 minutes before he dies, the get goes into effect. And then he dies, and she's not a Yavama, she's not an Amana, she's a Grusha. And she doesn't have to dig up the brother and go ahead and run to Chalitza. She can marry him whoever she wants. That's the setup for such a bizarre type of a get. So the truth is, the Gemara has a lot of problems with that get. That get, formulating a get in such a way that a raising Gitech Shachas and Misasi is a very, very problematic get in terms of Chuz Breira about the other. There are technical nuances, which are not our sugi right now, that throw into question even the validity of such a get. But let's assume for now we get around all those problems, and such a get would be valid. So the Gemara says that a raising Gitech Shachas and Misasi, Yasu Lecha B'Truma, yet she's not allowed to eat Truma right away. Why? Because you never know when he's going to die. Because right now it's 7:45 in the morning, so this may be Sha'achas Kodim Yisraso. But he knows when a person's going to die, so he may die at 8 o'clock in the morning. Since he may die at 8 o'clock in the morning, it turns out we're within that magic hour of Sha'achas Kodim Yisraso. And if he's a Kohen, so now she's no longer an Ishis Kohen, so you never really know. So then she can never eat Truma for the rest of her life. So that's the price she has to pay. She can't eat Truma for the rest of her life. So the Gemara says, why is that? Doesn't he have a Chazaka that he's alive? He didn't die last week, he didn't die last month, he didn't die last year, he didn't die yesterday, he didn't die 10 minutes ago. So Mistama, he's still alive. So why should we assume that he's going to die all of a sudden in 45 minutes from now. Why should we assume that this is Shach? It's got to be Sasi. So doesn't that halacha contradict the principle of Chazokas? So that's the steer in the Gemara. On the one hand, when you have a regular Eishes going, whose husband went on a trip, so she is allowed to continue to eat Ruma, based on the status quo. When you have the bizarre case of the Kohen who gave the get, Shach is going to be Sasi, so she's not allowed to eat Ruma. What happened to Chazokas? So the Gemara comes up with the following conclusion on the second half of that Mar Mokom. Rav Amar Shema Meis L'Cheshinan Shema Yomus Cheshinan. Rav says it's a very long Dishavon. It's like a Shev Shmaitz Hashir. It's a very long Dishavon. Chazoka means that we follow the status quo and we have no right to say that the status quo changed until we know for certainty that it did. So for us to get up and say with a straight face what used to be the facts till now have now changed, that's a violation of that principle of Chazaka. The Gemara Chulin learns out the principle of Chazaka from Pesukim. It's a Dimin HaTorah. So we have no right, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, to say the status quo has changed unless we know to that effect. So for us to get up with a straight face and tell this woman, your husband just went on a trip, you know, a year ago he left on a trip, we think he's dead. What do you mean you think he's dead? He was alive last year, he was alive 100 years, he's been alive for so long. For us to get up and say, we think your husband is dead, is outright contradicting the Chazaka. We're going head on against what the status quo was. He used to be alive, and now we're saying he's dead. That we have no right to do. But in the second case, when we say, you can't eat Truma because we suspect that your husband may die in the next hour, we're not changing the Chazaka. We're not saying that he died already. We're saying that we're afraid that he's going to die in the future. Everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die eventually. So we don't know, a person doesn't know when they're going to die. So we're saying, we don't know, we're concerned that maybe this is his time. Maybe he's going to die in the next hour. And therefore you can't eat Truma now. But our saying that maybe he will die in the future is not taking on a Chazaka. We're not hitting a Chazaka head on. We're not going up and locking heads with a Chazaka. That we have no right to do. We're simply saying that we know he's alive, and we think he's still alive, and we think he's still going to be alive for the next 59 minutes, but he may not be alive in 60 minutes, which he glowed mills, so you're not allowed to chum as of now. So since the Tanai was worded in such a strange way, based on an event of the future, that doesn't contradict the principle of Chazaka. So the Nedev Yehuda explains in the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, that's a fairly long Nedev Yehuda, but he quotes this Gemara Maseches Gittin, and he says that if you take a look at the beginning of the sixth of the Maamar Kamos, I betrayed Nedev Yehuda, the Shehela, the Vash Amu Vestas the Rabbanan, that which the Gemara Paskins in need, the Vestas and the Rabbanan, so therefore you don't have to do a Bedika, but the Eved, you wouldn't have to do a Bedika. Means we have no right to say that this woman has for sure seen blood already. Even though it's likely that she's seen blood, because means that the guest comes at the right time. Namely, it's the time for the guest, time for the period to arrive. That's a compelling evidence. Nevertheless, yesh cheskes tahara. Every woman has a cheskes tahara. She wasn't a Nida yesterday, and she wasn't a Nida last week, and she wasn't a Nida 2 weeks ago. So since she came back from the mikveh 2 weeks ago, she has a chazokah being tahora. You want to get up and say with a straight face, sorry that chazokah has been broken, we know for certain that she's seen blood already, you have no right to make that statement. So you can't turn around and ask her a woman and say, sorry, she didn't do bedika, we have to say she's tameya because we know that she saw blood. You know, she saw blood. How do you know she saw blood? 2 weeks ago she didn't see, last week, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 5 days ago, she has a chazaka that she's been tahora. So for us to make a statement against the status quo, that we have no right to do. Aval says that if you're in your lifrosh v'ishta samach levestu min haTorah, chashinan shematireh. He says, when it comes to ask your question, the couple wants to know, can we have relations now, right now, which is in the window of possibly seeing? Can we have relations now? The answer is no. Not because we say that she already became an Ida. We can't sanction having relations now because you're going to start to bleed in the middle of Tashmish. So you're coming and asking a Shaila, Rabbi, can I be together now? I'll smach that something may happen in the future. So we say to you, yeah, you better be careful, you better be nervous, you better be concerned. You have no right to tashmish because there's a fear of shematira. So in order to turn around and ask her and say, b'diyavid, you're a nida, we know for a fact you're a nida, and therefore you're finished, we have no right to do that. Shema rasa lo yamrinan, because we can't say you saw, that would be against the chazaka. But to tell her not to act in the future, not to have tashmish from now, b'shazvesta, that we have a right to say. When it comes to shadows of the future, we don't say nukim la becheskes tahara. The other, the old notira, eventually she's going to see. Says in a view that's similar to the sugi Maseches Gittin, not Kol Ches. He references the sugi the third Bechem Gittin. It's the exact same thing. Shema Meis Lo Aminu. We don't say that the husband died. So it's over here. We don't say that she saw yet. Shema Yomus Chashina. But the fact that everyone's going to die, so we say he will die in the future. So he may die in the next hour. So too, Shematira, every woman's going to see eventually. Eventually a period's going to come. So we're concerned lest she sees it in the future. So this is the source, the lumbus of the Nebuyud against the Shach, against the Ravid. But this is the famous Nebuyud when the Nebuyud suggested that even though we paskin that the Chavos Bedika, the Shasavessus is on a Midrabban, and therefore doesn't ask her a Midrabban if she didn't do it, that the Chavos Prisha is in fact the Dereza.
How would this impact, like in the time when you had to be Tahoru in order to eat Kachim and all that? Right. Same thing, they tell her not to eat kachem because it's their best.
When we say that, you can't start to eat kachem, maybe you'll start to bleed in the middle of eating the kachem, maybe. I don't know, think about that. So there's a whole other approach in the poskim to come to the same conclusion in the Nebuda, but not based on the lumdus of the Nebuda. That's taken by the Chavos Das, by the Sivus, the Chavos Das in Yerodea. So in the Sefer Chavos Das, he writes as follows, that it's true we have a very real concern. A woman has a period, she's been getting a period this way for less than 20 years. So it's very, very likely she's going to see it at this time. However, there's something that's eating away at us. There's something that's making us believe that she probably didn't get her period yet. What is that? So even though we have almost a row, it's almost like a majority, like a statistical majority, she probably did get her period because she always gets it this time of the month. There's something that seems to be proving to us in the opposite direction. What is that? She hasn't felt anything. She hasn't sensed anything. So here, a few hours of a period of, quote-unquote, supposed period of past, and she doesn't feel any physical sensation, nothing. So says the Chavos Das, maybe the lack of hargosha, the lack of sensation, now becomes a proof that she probably didn't bleed yet. So this is like taking some of the things we spoke about at the very beginning of Chusnida, turning everything, flipping it on its head. We learned at the beginning of Chusnida that hargosha can sometimes be used as a proof that the woman did see. Here we're using the absence of hargosha as a proof that she probably didn't see. So when the woman comes to us and wants to know, my time window of my period passed, I forgot to do my bedika, what do I do? So the rabbi starts to make a cheshbon, and he says, well, let's figure this out, mathematically. What are the odds that you actually had a period? So on the one hand, there's a good chance that cheskes erech bezman opah, it's a normal time for you to have your period, you probably did. On the other hand, you probably didn't, because you didn't feel anything. And if you would have had your period, you probably would have felt something. So the machlokes amarayim, whether versus the raisa the rabbanon, is what do we do when we have these almost contradictory chazokas? So one is pointing in a direction that she probably did get a period, one's pointing in a direction she probably didn't. So we pass in the halacha versus the rabbanon. We pass in that there is no compelling evidence that she got it. The lack of argosh is enough to throw us off. It says correctly, according to this Chavos Das, this is going to throw a monkey wrench for Zman Hazeh. As we all well know, that women don't have these absolute formal hagoshas for Zman Hazeh. Why that's true, and what that impact in Uchazdi, that we spent a lot of time talking about at the beginning of the Sigis last year. But at the end of the day, the not having a hagosha is hard to prove anything for Zman Hazeh. You're right, that could throw a completely different spin on the Sigis. So says the Chavos Das, so when a woman comes in once and asks the rabbi, I passed my window, I forgot to do a bedika, am I tamea? The answer is we can't say it's tamea because we have reason to believe you probably didn't get your period. But if she's in the middle of that window and she comes and asks, Rabbi, can I be with my husband now? So the answer is no way, you can't be with your husband now because you may start bleeding at any given moment. It's similar to Nevi Yehuda, you may start bleeding in the future. But whereas in Nevi Yehuda lined it up in terms of chazokas, and chazokas shema yomus and shema meis, those kinds of lomdash, shemaitza hagdoras, the Chavos Das lines it up with Mitzias. He says, well, we can't sanction having Tashmish now, because if you do that, we have no proof that you're not going to get your period. We just have a proof that you didn't get it yet, because you didn't have a Hargosha. What's going to happen now? You'll be with your husband, and as you're with your husband, you're going to start to get your period, you're going to start to have your Hargosha. So we can only pass in Shilas, the Vestas, the Rabbanan in the past, not because of the lumdus of chazakas, but we can only pass in shilas the kula in the bath because we have in our back burner in our back pocket that svara, that quote unquote proof that you probably didn't get your period yet because you have that chazak shalom gisha at that point. So at the end of the day, both the Nebuta and the Chavzdas end up in the same place. They both end up saying that the Chovas B'dikas are only Midirabanan, but the Issa Prish, the Chavz Prisha, is in fact their answer. So the Chazanish takes an issue with all of these Gedolei Acharonim. The Chazanish says that maybe the reason why Vestas are the Rabbanan, and not because of some almost like superimposed factor, according to the Nebi Yehuda, Vesta should have been deraisa. Everybody agrees with the Ikaron, fundamentally it makes sense that she should be an Asur Min HaTorah, but the only reason why we fall back and say Vesta is a Derabbanan because we have Chazoka to help us. But according to the Chavzdas, Vesta should have been deraisa. The only reason why we don't make that commitment to say deraisa is because we have in the back of our mind, we have the fact that she wasn't Margish yet. So Bein Lefi Nebi Yehuda, Bein Lefi Chavzdas, we have to come up with something external to throw us off with. Some kind of a proof to offset the proof positive, the certainty that she should have been a Nida. So the Chazanish is not so sure that is true. So we take a look at the Chazanish. We take a look at number 7 in the Chazanish, page 21, Maramachal number 7. So the Chazanish says that it's about 5 lines into the Chazanish, towards the end of the line. The man the Yomah deraisa, the opinion that says Svestas and deraisa, Sova Chazoka Alimtahi. It's a very, very strong proof. It's very, very likely that she got a period. V'yesh lochosh lo'achpali kol reisa. Even though, we might say nothing happened yet, we didn't see anything happening, it doesn't matter. V'hi motziya meches kestara, achetoma borilish lo'reisi, v'lotucha lo'hoi ki bebedika. That according to the Chazanish, the opinion that says Vestas and Deraisa, what that means is that we're so convinced the period is going to come, we've so scientifically sized up the fact that she is going to get her period right now, that you have to now prove that she didn't. Usually we say everything's mutter to prove an usher. Well, everything just changed now. Everything's usher to prove an mutter. The only way for her to convince us that she didn't get her period is to do a bedika. She forgot to do it. So Kozman, she can't prove she didn't. We have to assume that now everything has changed against her. So what's the opinion about Yom HaDirabbanan? So unlike the Nadiv Yehudu says that what makes it Dirabbanan is the external chazakah that helps her. Or unlike the Chavzdas that makes it Dirabbanan because of the lack of Agasha, says the Chazanish, Umad Yom HaDirabbanan Tzavar, Kevan Shayomim Chalukim B'Maychal U'V'Mishdeh U'V'Shinui Ha'Avir, Asher Kol Eila Alulim L'Shanos Ezmani Har'iya, L'Chein Eilo Tzimeches Kosov. Says the Chazanish, past performance is no indication of future results. Says the Chazanish, just because she got a period on Rosh Chodesh for the last 20 years, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't prove she's going to get it this month on Rosh Chodesh. Why not? What's the Svara? Says the Chazanish, because there are so many physical factors that go into a woman's cycle. We all know this. Woman's cycle is very, very delicate. Things change. What she eats any given day can throw off a period a little bit. Shinui ha'avir, she can move. Different climate. She travels. We know Bezman Hazeh. Women travel. The periods go haywire. Says the Chazanish, that idea of saying last Rosh Chodesh and last Rosh Chodesh, and therefore she's a Rosh Chodesh person is just not a true statement. It's not a biologically accurate statement. And therefore the Chazanish says that's the svar for the Madi Yomar Vesta Sederabon. So unlike the other Achrayim Nevi'im and Chavzdas who say, in terms of lumdus, everyone agrees Vestas are theoretically deraisa, and then you just have to figure out what the halachic factor is saving you. According to the Chazanish, that's exactly the Kudus HaMachlagis, says that we can't say that the woman is a nida because we just don't know. Just because she has past performance is not an indication of anything really. But then the Chazanish turns around and goes ches, and he says, Umiyu. Samuch levesta yeshlomo davi min haTorah. He says that even though we're not going to say with any certainty that she's a nida, but we're still nervous that maybe she is repeating her past performance. The midi chashasha lo nafka. It's a chashash deraisa. We're not certain in the Torah, and it's an interesting lashon. It's not even a suffix. It's not like the Chazanish is saying it's like a 50-50 suffix. He's saying that min haTorah, we have no right to live a life dangerously. We have no right to say, well, my wife's had a period every Rosh Chodesh for the last 20 years, but I think this month she ate something different yesterday, so I think things are going to be different. Min haTorah, you have no right to make that coup. You can't be so naked, you can't be so, you know, cavalier min haTorah. Midi chashash lo nafka. And then the Chazanish says, fellow osra teres ayichud, vein osun ala yichud, fellow mechazkin alay lusafik iser. He says that we have precedents in halacha that the Torah says, "Don't put yourself into trouble. Don't go into a room together with a woman, because maybe there's a chashash something may happen." On the other hand, if a married woman went into a room with a man, we don't say, "Oh, she must have been mezalim and now she's a surah to her husband." There's no such thing unless she's a sota. That's a whole different ballgame. So says the Chazanish, you see that there's sometimes you have situations that arise that we're not sure anything really happened. We're not even suffering anything really happened, but you have to be more careful min haTorah. You can't live your life, you can't risk things min haTorah. There's a concept of avoiding risks min haTorah. So says the Chazanish, being together with your wife when she's somuch levesta is too risky min haTorah. You have no right to take that risk min haTorah. If it went ahead and she passed her period and she didn't do a bedikas, do we have to turn around now and say she's a surah? No, because at the end of the day, we really believe that the odds are she probably didn't get a period because there are so many other factors, climate change and sleep patterns and eating patterns, so many different things may have thrown off her period. So we're not going to paskin she's a surah, but the evidence is not a surah. But lechatchila, you have to be careful about risks. So bottom line is that the Chazanish also comes out to the same conclusion as the Chavis Das and the Yehuda, but for Lav Mitamayu, not for their reason. So you have three Gedalia Charenim, who come with the same halachic conclusion, that when you have a Vesa, some of the Vesas, Prisha becomes an Issa min haTorah. So according to the Ravid and the Shach, the whole thing is the Rabbanan, the Hakkol Mikol Kol, the Prisha, the Deacon, the whole thing, everything we're going to learn for the next couple of weeks is all with the Rabbanan. And according to the Yehuda, Chavis Das, and the Chazanish, not true. The Chavis Bedik is their Isa, but the Issa Prisha, the Chiyah Prisha, is potentially their Isa. So what exactly is this Chiyah Prisha? What does the person have to do? What does the person not have to do? And how does some of the details of the Chavis Prisha play out in terms of going back to this Machlokes? So that begins really the next part of the Sugya. That's on page 21. It says, CD 36. The Gemara says, in Maseches Yevamos, Naf Samach Beis, Amar Beis, Amar B'Shub and Levi, Chayav Adam Lifkot Es Ishto B'Shah Shal Yotzu L'Derech. A person is obligated to Lifkot. I don't want to translate that yet, because it's going to be Machlekes Rishon what that means. Most Rishonim interpret that to mean to have Tashmish. A man's supposed to be together with his wife before he goes on a trip. If he's going on a long trip, he's going on a business trip for 2 weeks, so he should be with his wife the night before he goes. Shenema v'yadati ki shalom o'alecha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that says that his wife should be shalom with him, and it's a good time, they should be together, etc. So yes, the Gemara, hami hocha nafka, mehasa nafka. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that he should be with his wife? I know that. So Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis says that Chava v'yalishech teshukaseich, that a woman is longing for her husband. So since the woman obviously wants to be with her husband, he's going away for a week, so since she wants to be with him, of course it's understood that he's obligated to be together with her. So what do I need Rabbi Shimon Levi to tell me that? I could have figured it out on my own. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, v'nitzucha ela samach levesta. So comes Rabbi Yosef and says, the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Levi is that a husband has to be with his wife before the night before he goes on a trip, even if it happens to coincide with samach levesta. So even though under the normal circumstances, it would be a problem, it would be usur to be with her. If it's samach levesta, that changes everything. Then he's permitted, and he's chayiv, I'm going to say shno, I feel the samach levesta. So of course, this Gemara has to be understood in light of everything we've been talking about. If we're talking about Yisroel the Ravonan, so then we can half understand this Gemara. If we're talking about samach levesta as being a deraisa, according to the Gedolei Acharonim, so how in the world do we understand this Gemara? He violated deraisa because she has a need to be with him, so that's already a whole other ballgame. So this Gemara becomes a pivotal Gemara in terms of understanding what our take on the Chiyah Prisha is all about. But before we can begin to analyze that, we have to just analyze what the Gemara is saying exactly. The chayav adam lifkot es ishto, a person is chayav, and the Gemara says the real source for that is, because she wants to be with him. She clearly is desiring him, so therefore he's mechuyif to be with her. What in the world does that mean? So Reb Moshe writes, what this Gemara is driving at, is really the ABCs of the mitzvah ona. The Torah says, we just read yesterday, she'erksus v'ona lo yigra, that a person is obligated, there's a shibud, but he has to be together with his wife at certain times. Onasa lo yigra. The question, when are those times? How much? What's the shear for ona? So the Gemara is Maseches Tubis, give you these objective shiurim in terms of a person is this parnasa, so it's X amount of days, X amount of days, etc. Famous Gemara, Rashi, Vashon Vayishlach, about different, if he's around all the time, then it's every day, and he's working twice a week, and once a week, and things, all the different cheshbonim. So Rav Moshe says, where did all these come from? What kind of shiurim are these? Once, twice, three times, five times, six times, who made up the shiurim? So Rav Moshe said, the din d'oraisa is very clear. The din d'oraisa is what this Gemara says. V'lashech t'shukaseich. The mitzvah of ona is whatever the woman wants it. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa of ona. That if the woman wants, unless the husband's sick, unless the husband's ready, but in the normal circumstances, even when the woman wants to be with the husband, he's mechuyav min haTorah to be mesamech his ishto. Question, how do you figure that out? How do you make a cheshbon? She doesn't always express it verbally. She's not supposed to. It's not going to say to be tzanua for her to express it verbally. So you have to have some kind of a guideline. So Chazal, we're trying to set up for you the guidelines of normalcy. So if a guy's around, he's not busy all week, he's floating around all the time, he's not working very hard. So then, Tayel Amdur versus Bechol Yoyim. And if he's a poyel, he's working hard, he comes out late at night, Pamayim B'Shavu, etc. And the person's a camel driver, he doesn't come home that often, once every 3 months, whatever the cheshbonos are. But it says Rav Moshe, these are all shiurim just to get to the same punchline. The punchline is, Yali Sheikh L'Shukasech, whenever the woman feels that she wants it. If a particular woman wants more often, so be it. So then he's mechuyav min haTorah. So that's what Moshe said. That's what this Gemara is talking about. When he's yetzel derech, that becomes the chiyav ona min haTorah. Because since the other shech shukasech, since it's understood that she's not going to see him for another week, so she clearly wants to be with him. So that becomes the chiyav ona on the level of deraisa. So there's no question that chayav alufka is ishto. There's no question that he has to do that. The problem is that how could the Gemara sanction doing it when she's some of the Vesta? So according to our calendar, she's not supposed to be with him. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, no problem, you're allowed. How in the world does that fit into our discussion if you hold that Vesta is a deraisa? If you hold that the Chavos Prish is under a bottom, you hold like Shechonor, like the Shach, and then the Raivid, that the Chavos Prish is not under abundance, so then Chazal lifted that prohibition. They felt that it was so important for the couple to be together the night before he goes on a trip, so they were willing to lift the otherwise prohibition with their abundant investors. But behold, like they knew that the Chazdas, like the Chazanish, we're dealing with their Isa, the Hechadesa, that they lifted it their Isa just because the Mitzvah's own, and I've heard of such a wild thing. Hopefully, that's from next week. We'll try to figure out how this Gemara fits into the pattern of those who claim that the Chavos Prish is their Isa.